This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Pelicans hold on. Driving into Murray. Somebody's thrown something on the floor. 46 seconds to go and a whistle blew. It's a chicken wing. Why would someone throw something that good out on the floor? It's crispy. Yes, it's warm.
Yes.
And I almost had to go out. I'm so hungry.
I hear your stomach over here growling.
What's that guy? I hope he eats it.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, the man behind that brilliant call and so many others, it is Kevin Harlan. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Good to be on with you. I'm hungry just listening to that clip you just played right there. Some chicken would taste pretty good right about now.
Did we ever find out the rationale behind why someone would dare throw a chicken wing onto the court?
No, I don't know. I mean, the team looked bad. The Kings did that night. You know, unfortunately, the wing, the food, whatever it was thrown pretty close to Zion Williamson, and you know he struggled with his weight. I honest to God don't think that in our truck, and we didn't of course mention it, but it was thrown in his direction for whatever it's worth, and I think it was just kind of the look on his face that was more important than saying, oh, they were throwing at him. I don't think they were throwing at him. I think they were just throwing stuff on the floor because they were ticked off at their team's performance, and I would never want the narrative getting out there that it was something calculated, that when food was out there, you know, whatever, it would have been a Twinkie or a chicken wing, that it was because of Zion, who, by the way, is in great shape, looks terrific, and is going to bulldoze his way, as long as that team stays alive, into these playoffs. He's playing at a very high level and has had a spectacular season.
That is wonderful to hear, unless the Mavericks have to meet him at some point. Then
in case the Mavericks have to meet him, that's exactly right.
Now, I do have a question before we dive into the playoffs here about that specifically, because we then played your montage of amazing clips like that where something weird has now entered the field or game of play, and you do just this phenomenal job of saying, you know what, I'm a play-by-play guy. I'm calling the action as I see it. Would you recommend to younger, aspiring guys in the play-by-play field to do that as well? Or are you like, you know, I'm pretty comfortable where I am right now. The program directors understand.
Well, I think they understand. You know, you don't plan for it, certainly, right? I mean, it just stuff happens. And if you listen on that clip, it was in the flow of the game. It wasn't like I stepped back and caught my breath and thought, uh-oh, can I say something that's kind of outside the mark here? And so I guess, you know, when you're doing play-by-play, you're so in the weeds and you're so engrossed and deep in what you're doing that anything could happen and you just kind of let it fly. And quite frankly, that's unfortunately probably happened to me too many more times than I care to admit. But that kind of is the way it is. It just kind of happens in the flow. Here's the guy driving in. Something's thrown on the floor. 46 seconds to go. It looks like a chicken wing or whatever I said. And so, you know, I am always a big fan in play-by-play of rhythm and pacing and that whole thing. I think it captures the speed and the grace and the fluidity of the game. Others are not like that. There's no right way. There's no wrong way. Just kind of what I guess I'm wired for. So would I suggest it to a young broadcaster? No. I was just thinking of this the other day. When we're doing games and it's all, you know, off the top of your head, right? Like, I mean, you're just calling what you see and stuff just kind of comes out. And sometimes you listen back and you say, what did I just say? Why, where did I get that word? How did I come up with that phrase? A lot of time, you know, you're so concerned about not saying the real wrong thing, which can get anybody in trouble and in a lot of cases fired. So I would say don't do it. I don't go into any game thinking anything weird's going to happen. If I'm comfortable and relaxed and have my wits about me, then I may do something like I did the other night if it's kind of funny. But if it's not, I'd stay away from it and just make it all business. Stick right with the game and the call. And if somebody runs out there, make sure the cameras are directed another way and you're not calling that or anything else that may be going on. So I guess, no, I would not recommend it. So I'm going against the exact thing that I've done, and I guess I feel kind of guilty by saying that, but I guess that's the way that would be my advice.
That is your market, and you've cornered that market, so good job. We always appreciate the clips.
Well, I pray to God, quite frankly, that it never happens again. Nothing. I don't want anybody on the court, on the field, no food, no animals, nothing. I just want to stick with the game, and I'm much more comfortable with that, quite frankly.
Now, plan starts tomorrow. The Mavericks don't start until Sunday. We're all pretty stoked about the Mavs around here, and I would argue they might be the third best team in the NBA right now. That might be too high for some, but what do you think about the Mavericks' fortunes heading into the playoffs?
Love them. Love them. In fact, I hate to see a week off between games, quite frankly. They've got momentum. They're right in their sweet spot. They all fill a role. And they accept the role, and they know exactly who's got the ball, and they know exactly what they got to do when someone else has got the ball. Like, they are so aligned right now with that midseason trade. It just brought everything. It's like a gear that had not been in its place. And when the trade was made and the dust settled and they got some games under their belt, it's like every gear fits snugly in its groove. And that's kind of the way I see the Mavericks. We've done them about three or four times here since the trade, and every time I watch them, I'm just amazed at how cohesive they are, how even the egos, when they know they've got superstar talent, will often defer. They know when it's their time. They know when to step back. They know when to step forward. The defense, of course, has been talked about and written about, and that probably is the headline. But I think really just the way everything has fit so well is the biggest, you know, thing that I notice about them. And I agree, they may be the third best team in the entire NBA right now. And if I'm the Clippers thinking, whoa, that is not the team we want to face in the first round, I think this team is going to be sensational over the next month. I really do. I think they're going to be great. And then you don't know what happens when you get further on in injuries and, you know, and all the things that can build up. But, man, as of right now at the starting block, I am really high on that team and high on everything that they have done. High marks in every category. They've checked every box.
Did you, when the trade was made for Daniel Gafford, a lot of us were kind of like, we got to go look up some stuff here. And a lot of people were like, oh, okay, I'm not really sure. We were interested in it. Did you think this is a perfect fit for him, or was it just kind of, no, that's another trade that's happened whenever it first went down?
Well, when you see the name, the first thing you do is you go back and you start looking at some statistics and what he's done, how many games he started, kind of system he's played in, who's he played with, you know, and he really has been, he came from a, you know, kind of an ordinary situation, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah, so he's a guy that flourished in the system with a lot of volatility and turbulence around him, and now he comes to an organization that has got some stability, they've got a purpose, they've got superstars, which you've got to have in the playoffs, and know your role. And I think that he comes in, when you got, you know, Doncic and Irving on that roster, and then you put Gafford or whoever else, Washington, on that thing, you think, I know exactly what I'm supposed to do here. I know my role, and I've got to abide by it. And they do. And I think that's the wonderful thing about how they have, you know, navigated this whole segment here, is they have just fit so cleanly. Like, it's stunning to me how many trades are made and you say, well, we'll get through these next 25 games, we'll get out of this season, and then we'll reinsert things next year.
Right.
And we'll make sure that we've got everything in place. But what this team did is, in mid-stride, in a decent season with headline superstar marquee players, is they got these two guys who fit exactly what they need. And, of course, we know about Lively and what he's done.
Yeah.
And how he's developed. So, listen, I am all in on this team. Their bench is strong. And they're going to get healthy this week. That's the one benefit of not having to play right off the bat. But I do hate the routine being broken up, and hopefully they keep as much of it as possible as they go into this next week.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, from an NBA perspective, I understand the logic, both TV and competitive-wise, of expanding out to the play-in tournament. But then when you look at this one in particular, LeBron, Zion, Curry, Butler, Embiid, I imagine the NBA as an entity, a corporation, has got to be pretty stoked about the teams that fell into this play-in tournament.
No, you've hit a great point, and I think I want to go backwards here a little bit. People want stars. They want the star on the helmet. They want the star on the floor. And if they get a team with just a bunch of guys that they really don't know that much about, it's like, eh. When they get a Caitlin Clark, when they get a Luka Doncic, when they get a Dak Prescott, it changes the whole view and clearly the numbers and the ratings. And this is just, you know, the Cowboys have multiple recognizable people. They got Jones. They got Prescott. You know, and you go right on down the line. And they're the Cowboys. But in the NBA and basketball, when Caitlin Clark did what she did, you know, if that Iowa team just was good and they didn't have a Caitlin Clark, the ratings would have been eh, but they had Caitlin Clark. And then on the LSU side, they had Reese and they had all those terrific ladies who play for the Tigers. So, like, there were identifiable stars. If you watched the Masters this past week, they could not get enough of Tiger Woods until he imploded on Sunday. Until then, like, every picture, every graphic, everything they were talking about was about Tiger Thursday, Friday, and a lot of Saturday, too. So people want to watch stars. And to your point, that's what the NBA has got. You know, David Stern was big on this. And he loves the team concept, and he loves the rivalries. And maybe we have a little bit more of an emphasis on that now than then. But people wanted to see Ewing, and they wanted to see Jordan, and they wanted to see Barkley, and that's carried on through with Kobe and Shaq. And now it's Doncic and Irving, and it's Williamson, and it's LeBron, and it's AD, and it's like all these guys that are now going to be on our TV sets from now until, you know, mid-June. And people want to watch stars. So with the betting thing being what it is, and that has certainly raised the entire level of ratings that we're seeing, the betting thing has boosted this as much as just interest alone. I mean, these ratings for these playoffs in the NBA and into the month of June with the finals, I think will be some of the best they've seen in a long, long time.
You did mention the Masters. I was curious your general thoughts as a professional about Vern Lundquist, because obviously very beloved figure around here. He was signing off from Masters coverage this weekend.
Well, you know, Jim Nance runs that broadcast because of his longevity, his expertise. He's probably the best host that TV golf has ever seen. And as some people may know and some people may not, he has a reverence for the people that have preceded him. As he always says, we stand on the shoulders of people before us. And so his reverence for the Ray Scotts and for Pat Summerall and for those kind of people is off the charts. Kurt Gowdy. I mean, we can go on and on. And so when you've got a legend, an icon who is on that Mount Rushmore like Vern Lundquist, I knew that Jim and the CBS crew would have something prepared that was special and poignant and emotional and sensitive. And he hit all those marks. And hearing Vern's voice at 83 on that broadcast, it just feels as natural as looking at the azaleas. You expect the voice to go along with the pictures and the pageantry and the incredible views in golf that we see, you know, at this time of year from Augusta. So I love that. I'm more of an old school broadcaster. So those voices of Scott, and Byrne and Summerall. Those are the voices I hear in my head. Mm-hmm. Some people hear other kind of voices in their head. Those are the voices I hear in my head. And we all try to emulate them in some form or fashion. And we all fall woefully short. But those are the voices that we'll live with until the last broadcast we have.
Kevin Harlan here with the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And I'm looking at this basketball playoff run, and I guess maybe it's just me. Maybe it's my nervousness. I just feel like Jokic is inevitable. And you're at some point going to have to play the guy that sometimes he looks like he lulls you to sleep, but then you also right. have to watch everything he's doing because while you're asleep, he's going to pull one on you. Is the run that he's had is in this NBA run here. Can you talk a little bit about what he's done and how you still fear that guy in the playoffs?
Well, these European players, and I'll go with Dirk and I'll start with him. You can go back to Drazen Petrovic, but really Dirk, you know, with the longevity, the Hall of Fame career, the titles, like everything he's done, you know, was kind of, it wasn't a precursor because we've had foreign players before, but he really, you know, kind of got this, you know, really recognizing the incredible talent that is fostered in Europe. And so Jokic comes out of that whole philosophy, and yet you go back to the 60s and 70s, when Larry Brown and Hubie Brown and Mike Fratello and all these great Louis Karnisek, like all these coaches went overseas and gave all the knowledge to these coaches in Europe. And by doing so, they planted the seeds of the right way to play the game with skill and grace, but know the fundamentals. So all these kids that come in have these fundamentals so like in place. And with that in mind, you get a guy like Jokic who is rewriting everything we know about that position.
Yeah.
Because he passes this way, he scores that way, his footwork, his vision, like all these things are just like off the charts. And that's what makes him like so unique. We've never seen the combination of what he's doing. And I'll be surprised, quite frankly, as a defending champion and with the numbers right where they've been in previous MVP seasons for him, if he doesn't win it again. He right now is the dominant player who is kind of an outlier, because there were some that were big and guarded the rim. There were some that could shoot the shots but couldn't defend. There were some that could do all those things but couldn't pass. He encompasses all these skills of the greatest players before him, the Jabbars, Abdul-Jabbar and Sabonis and Shaq. Like, he's got all these elements that make him so unique. So when I look at him, I think I'm watching like I was when I would watch Jordan and Dr. J and Dirk and Kobe and Shaq. Like, I'm watching a player that is so unique and so generational that, you know, appreciate literally every minute he's on the floor, and you get that great view, as we all do on TV or courtside, to watch what he does, because it really, in his form and fashion, has never happened before.
Well, we appreciate every minute we've had you on today, so thank you very, very much, and looking forward to hearing you throughout the playoffs.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure. Take care, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Kevin Harlan right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.